Hey everybody, welcome back to the Life in Motion podcast. I hope everybody is having a fabulous day so far. And if you are here in Texas and you are listening to this at the time that it aired, you know that we are randomly thawing out in the most crazy way from the epic snowstorm that we had last week. We went from temperatures of -1, and I think we topped out at 80 here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area yesterday. So it's just absolutely bonkers. But with all that said, today I want to talk about something that I think all of us could use a little bit more of, and that is energy. Yeah, we're talking about your energy. I don't know about you, but last week I feel like all of my energy was just zapped. And I don't know if it was the stress of worrying whether the power would go out, if we would have enough food or water or all of those things, but I just felt so drained. And it went through the weekend. Even as we thawed out, I just felt so heavy, like I was so tired and my energy was just completely gone. So today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about energy because it's one of those things that I find fascinating about how your sleep schedule and your natural biological clock plays into your energy and how all of that in turn plays into your productivity. So let's get started, let's dive in, and let's talk about productivity and energy. Hey y'all, I'm Lynn Winter, a lawyer by day and wife, mom, dance teacher, fitness instructor, and time management expert by all the free time I have made for myself. When returning to big law after maternity leave, I knew I needed to maximize my productivity at work so I could be present for my daughter and husband the moment I walked in the door. So I became obsessed with all things time management and productivity so I could do all the things I had to do plus all the things I wanted to as well. Now I share all my tried and true methods to help you organize your own life while dropping some real life moments in between. Sit back because this is the Life in Motion podcast. So I don't know about you, but I feel like there are those days when I wake up, I pop out of bed. I think a lot of you know that I tend to get up a little bit earlier than most, and I feel like I can just like take on the world. I like feet hit the ground and I am just ready to face the day. I'm super clear-headed. I have a plan. I'm inspired and I'm ready to like take on whatever the world wants to throw at me that day. And then there are those other times when I feel like I am just like a squirrel and I'm like, oh, shiny. Oh, what's that? And I'm so distracted that like I go down this ridiculous rabbit holes of things. I can't stay focused on one thing and it's like, man, what is with me today? So I think when I think about all that too, I think about those days where I feel like I'm just that squirrel or like a kid in a candy store who can't pick out one thing, is it's my energy levels, right? I am notoriously not a night person. You get to me at about 9 p.m. and I am like, I'm worse than like your overtired toddler. I'm worse than like being hangry. I am somebody who just, I need to be in bed. But I have found that in the last year, as everything else and everyone's had to kind of pivot, my whole sleep schedule has had to pivot too. I tend to stay up later because I don't get up as early because I don't have anywhere to be. My office is upstairs. It's no longer getting in a car, getting dressed and driving. And so I feel like I am all over the place. And I think it's really affected my energy. And so I really took this deep dive into sleep and energy and how it kind of works. So that's where we're going today. So let's think about this. In the course of a day, I feel like I can be everything, right? I can wake up and feel so inspired. Then I can feel super tired. Then I can get another, like my second wind. And then I can just feel like I don't want to do anything. I can be all of the people in one day. And I used to think like, what's wrong with me? What happened? And I realized that like, that's completely okay. Our energy levels, y'all, are not meant to be limitless. Just like our time is a finite resource, our energy is the same way. And much like you have to plug in your phone every night or else it's going to lose its juice, it's a finite resource that we have to recharge before we can work at full capacity again. Let me say that again. Just like you have to plug in your cell phone in the evening, you need to plug yourself back in so that you can recharge, so that you can work at full capacity again. I know that we used to think that we were these limitless people who could pull all-nighters and, you know, perform well on tests or party all night and then go to class the next day. But if you really think about it, even then we would poop out. And as we get older, it happens because there is more pulling on us, more commitments, more people that require our energy. So when I have been doing this research of why are there some days where I'm more motivated than others or what my sleep looks like, I started doing some research. Duh, that's what I do. And what I found to be really, really useful in seeing my ebbs and my flows and my energy and really understanding how it works is something called a chronotype. I'm going to say that again. It is something called a chronotype. It's your sleep animal. I know. You have a sleep animal. And I know before you like stop this podcast and think, Lynn, you're getting a little woo-woo out there for me. Just bear with me. Huh? Bear, get it? Sleep type. So otherwise known as sleep animals, a chronotype is a concept that was created by this sleep specialist, Dr. Michael Bruce. I am probably butchering his last name, but that's okay. And his research and his theory is that each of us falls into one of four body clock categories. And those are inspired by the sleep cycles of animals in nature. So animals naturally have these different sleep cycles depending on the type of animal they are. And each of us humans can kind of fall into one of these four broad categories. So let me tell you what the four sleep animal types are. You have the lion, the dolphin, the bear, and the wolf. And each of these has a different type of sleep cycle, obviously based on the type of energy that they require and what their job is in nature. So I know you're probably thinking, Lynn, this just sounds completely ridiculous. Why am I going to liken my energy and my sleep cycle to an animal? Well, let me tell you a little bit more about Dr. Bruce. So he is a PhD and he explains how all humans can kind of broadly be defined into these four different types. So he is commonly referred to as the sleep doctor. He is a diplomat of the American Board of Sleep Medicine and a fellow of the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. And the first time that I was put on to his research was actually when he appeared on the Dr. Oz show, and then he was also on The View. And I know you're thinking, Lynn, this is ridiculous. Like, I'm going to believe somebody that was on Dr. Oz. Well, let me give you a little bit more credentials. He is one of only 163 clinical psychologists with his credentials and distinctions that are specifically in sleep disorders. So Dr. Bruce says that our bodies and brains are designed to run on our individual biological clock time. And that with a few tweaks to our lifestyle and schedule, you're able to get your clock back on schedule, right? So when you're feeling out of sorts or something has disrupted your normal routine, a global pandemic, that you're able to get back on what your clock is and what your body needs. So using his clinical experience, he identified these four types of sleepers and named them after the animals that have similar sleeping patterns and traits. So that's where we came up with the dolphin, the lion, the bear, and the wolf. So let's dive into the four different types. So you have your dolphin. Dolphins are light sleepers who can suffer from insomnia. Actual dolphins sleep with only half their brain at a time, right? So only half their brain is on and half their brain is off so that they are constantly alert. So while the other half is constantly alert, the animal can swim and watch for predators. So they're constantly in this fight or flight mode. So Dr. Bruce recommends that these type of sleepers wake up around 6:30 a.m. and immediately begin the day with a workout. They should eat breakfast an hour after working out, and their peak productivity, creative work times are between 10 a.m. and noon. The afternoons for them should include a short walk before taking on these difficult tasks. So he also recommends that dolphins, or these light sleepers, put away all technology an hour before bed, which he says should be around 11:30 p.m. Dolphins only need about 6 hours of sleep each day. All right, so dolphin types tend to have like this complicated relationship with sleep, right? Because of their marine counterparts who sleep with half their brains awake, they can just be prone to insomnia. But again, the nice thing about dolphins is that they only need about 6 hours of sleep per night in order to wake up and be able to function at their full capacity of productivity and not feel constantly exhausted and drained. So if you are one of these people who just feel like they're constantly on and off, here it is. Wake up around 6:30 and begin your day with a workout. What that does is clears out all the cobwebs and it allows you to like pump those endorphins through your body and just feel super prepared and awake. Eat breakfast and your peak creative time, your productivity time is between 10 a.m. and noon. Not to say that the afternoons aren't a good time for you to work, but you need to take like a short walk. You need to take that brain break before you take on your difficult task. So let's move on to the lion. Lions, you've heard the saying, in like a lion, out like a lamb. Lions are always up at the crack of dawn and they're energized throughout the morning. I truly believe that I am a lion. Actual lions rise before dawn to hunt while their prey is either asleep or drowsy. They're naturally early wakers because they know that in order for them to hunt and do what they need to do it before others are awake. These types of people burn out by early evening, though, which means most of their planning work should be done between 5:30 and 7 a.m. Does this sound familiar? This is totally me. It also says that work should be put first in the afternoon, but it also says that their best time for a workout is about 5 p.m. or after their work time, which is a little bit different for me. For a lion, technology should be put away 30 minutes before sleep, and their optimal sleep time should be around 10:30 p.m. It's interesting because Dr. Bruce says that most CEOs and entrepreneurs are lions. They're naturally those go-getters throughout the day, but they tend to crash at night. So, are you a lion? Are you an early riser? You know, those annoying people who just like jump out of bed, who really don't even need their alarm clock and get, you know, just go, go, go all during the day. It just happens. But the important thing is to know that, you are more productive in the morning and that you need your sleep. There's nothing wrong with it. Go be a lion. They're fierce, right? All right, so let's talk about the bear. What do we know naturally about bears? Yes, they hibernate all winter long. They need their sleep. Bears in life need a full 8 hours of sleep per night. Dr. Bruce says these types of people should wake up around 7 a.m. and begin their day again with the workout. They need to get their body flowing and get everything going. Real bears are active during the day and restful at night. Naps are welcome during the afternoon, with most of your difficult work, meaning your peak productivity time, is between 10 a.m. and noon. And bears should be ready for bed around 11 p.m. if you're going to do that 7 a.m. wake up time. So think about it. If you know you need a full 8 hours of sleep back up your bedtime to when you need to get up to be able to get out the door, but also be able to have a routine that you can set to. Bears, they're those people that you like don't even try to get between them and their sleep. So they're not super early risers, but bears and bear type tendencies have the most simple body clocks. It's what you naturally think of. Active during the day, restful at night, and bears tend to have a more consistent energy level throughout the day. They tend not to have those peaks and valleys in our energy levels. So let's move on to our last type, the wolf. So wolves are not particularly morning people, but they do their best work during the evening hours. So real wolves, as you know, they're more a little bit more nocturnal. They come to life when the sun goes down, and the human wolf type, again, is no different. Wolves are a little bit later wakers. So between 7 and 7:30 a.m., eat breakfast as soon as you get up, followed by your exercise, any of your planning, your chores, right? Those little mundane tasks that you need to get done. Dinner tends to be a little bit later for your wolf types, around 8 p.m., than for the other types of animals. And it also says that wolves should take a hot shower before bed. That helps to relax your body and set you into a sleep mode. Wolves are your classic night owls. They're not morning people, so don't expect to like have a super engaging conversation with them. Don't schedule 8 a.m. meetings if you are a wolf type and you haven't had your coffee yet. Wolves tend to do their best work at night, and they don't have issues staying up past midnight to power through projects. So let's look at a snapshot of what your full daily routine would consist of depending what sleep animal you are, because I think that that's really hard for people to conceptualize. They're like, okay, well, I tend to be this dolphin type, but what does that say about me and what should I do? So dolphins, these are our light sleepers. Remember, they're often diagnosed with insomnia. So their daily routine should be a 6:30 wake up and exercise. An hour later, have your breakfast. 2 hours later, have your coffee. Your best work time, your brainstorm, your peak productivity time is 10 a.m. to noon. You need to eat some lunch, people, at noon. Eat some lunch. Between 1 and 4 p.m., you can do some of your work. It's fine, but make sure that you get up and walk around and really take the opportunity to have a brain break if you're starting to feel really, really tired. 4 to 6 p.m. also is a good time for you to work on intellectually demanding tasks, right? You can send some good professional emails that you need. And why? It's because you've eaten, you have taken a brain break, and you have that extra time for you to be able to come back and go, okay, I can focus for 2 more hours. They tend to say that you need kind of the early evening break time. Meditate, do yoga, have some quiet time. Eat your dinner between 6:30 and 8 p.m. and between 10 and 11:30 p.m., turn off your screens, take a hot shower, a bath, or read. You need time to shut your brain down, even if it's only the one half, or you're constantly going to be awake. You need to be in bed by at least 11:30. And I know that that sounds really weird, but remember, dolphins are light sleepers and they only need about 6 hours of sleep a night to be in their peak productivity and maximize their energy levels. So lions are those early risers, right? But by early evening, they're freaking exhausted. Believe you me, I know, this is me. So lions, we wake up early. We are the 5 to 5:30. We wake up, we need to eat our breakfast. Between 6 and 7 a.m., this is our planning and big picture thinking and meditating. And this is exactly what I do. I have my kind of morning quiet time. I do my journaling. I do my meditation or my devotional or whatever it is. Between 9 to 10 a.m., that's when I have my coffee, which it says to do. And that's after I drop off Evelyn at school and I come home and I start to really dig into work. Between 10 a.m. and noon is when you need to hold your meetings. That is your best time for meetings. Eat your lunch at noon. Between 1 and 5 p.m., you are really good at brainstorming and being a little bit more creative. So not necessarily your most intellectually tasking work, but you're still productive, just in a different way. It does recommend that lions exercise in the evening, which I don't normally do because I get a little exhausted. But the reason they say that is so that you have more energy to kind of stay up a little bit later. It kind of reinvigorates you. Eat your dinner early between 6 and 7 p.m. and all screens need to be off by 10 so that you can be in bed by 10:30. This is me, quintessential lion. The bear. These are our what you think of as like a normal person. Your internal clock tracks the rise and fall of the sun, and you need that full hours of sleep at night. So you're up by 7, you wake up and do something to move your body, exercise, even if it's just a walk around the block. Eat your breakfast, and between 9 and 10 a.m. is your planning time. You are the best to plan your day between 9 and 10 a.m. Have your coffee around 10, kind of after you're done planning. Your peak time to work on your most intellectually tasking things, your difficult task, all your professional stuff is between 10 a.m. and noon. At noon, take a walk, eat some lunch, take another walk. Taking walks is something that I've really had to get my husband to do, and he started to do, and he feels like he's so much more productive after he stands up, walks, gets fresh air, and is able to clear his head. Here's the hard part for bears. It says that you really should have a nap, like it's just a 20-minute power nap in the afternoon, or you can meditate. And I know for some of you are thinking, I don't have time for a nap, so you don't necessarily have to nap, but you can find 20 minutes where you just shut down for a minute and you have a little peace and quiet. You'd be amazed at how much more productive and a better mood you can be, and I really started to do this with my husband, and he's found that it's amazing. Between 3 and 6 p.m., this is your phone call and your email sending time, right? Not super difficultly tasking, but you are still able to get some things done. You're an evening exercise person, 6 to 7 p.m. Eat your dinner around 7:30 p.m., and you are a good brainstormer. Your creative juices are flowing a little bit later in the evening, between 8 and 10 p.m. But by 10 p.m., your screens need to be off so that you can be in bed by 11 so you can get your full 8 hours of sleep. And our last type, our wolf. So again, remember, wolves tend to be our night owls, and wolves have a hard time waking up early, and they are most energetic in the evening. So for a wolf, your wake-up time is between 7 to 7:30 a.m. You need your two alarms. You're the set the alarm at 7 and then set another alarm at 7:30. Jot down your thoughts when you wake up. All those things that were kind of marinating in your brain overnight, they're going to still be there. So weigh them down. 7:30 a.m., eat your breakfast. Have you noticed this? Eat breakfast, people. 8:30 a.m., it suggests that you do a few minutes of outdoor exercise. It's getting your body moving because remember, you were up all night. 9 a.m. is your planning time. You are good to go and have your creative juices flowing to plan out your day. Between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., have your coffee and take care of your busy work. This is when you need to do all those little tiny mundane tasks. Your lunch is a little later. Why? Because you're going to go to bed later. That's when you take a walk, eat your lunch. Your most productive, ideal working time is between 4 and 6 p.m. Hold your idea. I'll hold your meetings. Present your ideas to your coworkers. You are on and ready to go. Exercise in the evening, have a later dinner, and by 11 p.m., turn off all your screens, maybe do some meditation or take that hot shower so that you're able to really relax and go to bed. And by midnight, you need to go to sleep. So important. So, now that you have a better understanding of your energy levels and how that relates to your sleep, it should also help you see when you're most productive. And I think that that will really help you when you're sitting down to plan out your day, your week, your month, maybe even your year, when you understand your peak productivity time. And I've talked about it before of how important it is to know that. But I think realizing and backing it up to your sleep gives you that extra edge to go, oh, okay, I kind of have a whole routine of how my day works. So I'd love to challenge you to think about which sleep animal best describes you. I really want you to maybe dig in and do a little bit of research and see what that is. And then look at your own day and see if you are getting in your peak productivity times or your creative times according to what your sleep type is and how your energy is. If you want some more information about the chronotypes, you can head to the show notes. I'll put all this information on there. I'd love to hear what you think. Also, this podcast, I really want it to grow. So if you would like it, subscribe to it, rate the podcast. That's so important in growing it and to get all this amazing knowledge out to other people. I hope that you all have an amazing and awesome day and that you are living your best life in motion. And just like that, it's another episode of the Life in Motion podcast. If you've enjoyed today's episode and would like to know more, head to the show notes where you can find links to everything that we discussed today, as well as even more information. As always, if you're looking for more ways to increase your productivity and find time to do the things that you love, you can head over to www.lynnmwinter.com and join our community.